You are listening to Keep Carson, Information is Power, Part 3 of the Community Forum on Healthcare Reform.
Okay, I'd like to have our panel come up. We're going to have some short statements from the panelists and then go quickly into your questions and statements because this is, in fact, also a town hall meeting in addition to a press conference. So can we have Dr. Choi, Dr. Tran, Ho Tran, and who else is coming? Deanna. Sorry. Please come take a seat. I've already introduced them, so I'm going to actually start the dialogue as soon as they sit down. Do we have another hand? Round of applause for our guests and panelists. So again, we're going to just take a few minutes to have a question and statement from each panelist. So I will start by asking Dr. Choi, who's the Director of Pediatrics at Asian Health Services. Dr. Choi, as a physician, why do you think that we need healthcare reform, and what does it mean to you and your patients?
Thank you very much. You know, yesterday I was in the pediatric clinic and I saw a 19-year-old young man. Now when I asked him, when's the last time you saw a doctor, he couldn't remember. And not only that, he hasn't seen a dentist in many years. After talking to him, I found out that he has some problems with anxiety, he has fainting problems, and he hasn't had shots in a number of years. So we need health reform for people like him. He doesn't have regular insurance. His father does not have a stable job. His mother works in the healthcare area for seniors. Studies show that without health insurance, people delay getting healthcare. So then they wait till they're more sick to go. And we all know people who have done that. Not only that, when they go to get healthcare, they may not get a test or pursue treatment as it's recommended. As was presented in the previous presentation, there are many people who are new immigrants to the United States, legal immigrants, and also people who work in small businesses that don't provide health insurance. And as we had just said, and I wanted to underscore this point, health insurance is very important in order to get health care. For example, when my daughter was born, the hospital bill was $35,000 for a two-night stay. Thank goodness I had health insurance. However, the major problem also is that in the private market, where many of the people who don't have employer-based health insurance have to go, is also extremely expensive. A study that came out yesterday says that a health policy for a family, the premiums are over $13,000 and rising very quickly. Now, some people would say, well, if you have a health problem, you should just go to the ER. There are two major problems with that. One, care in the ER is very expensive, and if they can't pay for it, then we all have to help contribute for that high bill. And second, anyone who has a chronic illness like asthma, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, or cancer knows that one trip to the ER will not cure the problem. These people need a regular doctor who understands them, who they can communicate with, and who they trust. So let me just give you one more example. A couple months ago, I saw a 16-year-old man who walked into my room, a young man, and he walked in using a cane. In 2007, while hanging out with some friends, he dislocated his knee and broke his ankle. It was so severe that he needed pins and metal plates to keep his ankle together. And after the surgery, his family moved. He had not seen a doctor between then and now, and after talking to him, I found out that his ankle still really hurts. It's so bad that he can't run. He's now overweight and obese. His cholesterol levels are high. His mom and his sister are worried that he's getting depressed. We need health reform for patients like him. In the Asian community, we always say that health is like gold. We need health to work. We need health to go to school. We need health to plan for the future. So through a public plan, as well as lifting the 5-year bar, which another speaker will talk more about, will have a huge impact on improving the health of our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Choi. A question for Dr. Tran. Your agency advocates on behalf of our communities. What are the major priorities for Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders in healthcare reform?
Thank you, Sherry, and good morning. My name is Ho Tran, and I am Vietnamese coming from as refugees in 1979. So I have two stories like Dr. Choi to share with you. And the first one, it is that when we talk about healthcare reform, or we talk about, like Deanna was saying, about people who doesn't have health insurance, it can happen to anyone. And it just happened to me because that I used to have my health insurance covered for my daughter, and she's very good. And one day she called me and said, "Mom, how come that I don't have health insurance anymore? And I just want to do a checkup and I have to pay myself." And so I realized that she just finished college and she doesn't have health insurance. And we have to pay for her. At the same time, we just, plan for my daughter, another daughter's wedding, so it's adding cost to the family burden at that time. So it means that health insurance is very important. It can happen being uninsured, can happen anytime to anyone, and this is very, very crucial. Yeah. The second story, it is that I live in Chicago, and I have a very close friend, slower. And I have a very slow friend. Sorry. I have a very close friend who has a body shop. And my Vietnamese friend, you understand that we Vietnamese, we have, my friends, they have a body shop. And he understood that he needs to cover for his family on health insurance. But the health plan that he has keeps on increasing the cost. And one day, he could not offer to pay for his family. So he called me, "Sister, Chi ơi, đắt quá, it's too expensive." And thà tôi đi bệnh viện của nhà nước and wait và đợi cả ngày thay vì tôi trả tiền tại vì tôi không có khả năng trả. He said that, "Sister, it's too expensive every year." Even though he's working, he has a small business as auto body shop, but he cannot afford that. And he understood that how important health insurance is, but he would rather spend his whole day waiting at the county hospital and taking the risk rather than pay for health insurance. So that is the two stories to show you that how healthcare reform is important and how the public option that Deanna talked about, it means that you have the choice to choose your health plan. It could be either private or public. So that is the choice that you can make, and that is the choice that you can have, and that is a choice that you can afford it. The second point I want to talk also that Dr. Choi said, that I came as a refugee, and most of us came also as immigrants. And with the law that you have to wait for 5 years before you can have the benefit, you know, of having health insurance. Your family pays the tax to bring you over, and you are entitled to the same rights, to the same benefit that anyone is paying the tax. So that is important that you need to know that the 5 years that any immigrants have to wait, you know, have to be waived. Because being sick, you know, they don't wait for 5 years to hit you, right? So that is very important. The two points I want to say.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Tran. Our last panelist, Deanna, she's spoken to you. And we'd like to ask her a little bit more about that public plan. What is it, and what does it mean for each of us?
Thanks, Sherry. The public plan would create a new government-run insurance plan. It would be in addition to private plans that currently exist. If you have coverage right now, you can keep that coverage. No one will be forced to enroll in a public plan. Those of you, whether you have private coverage or are currently getting Medi-Cal, it will not affect you. You keep the private plan, and you can keep your Medi-Cal. As I mentioned, it provides people who are not insured, those who work in small businesses, and individuals who don't get coverage through their work and are not eligible for Medi-Cal, it provides an affordable choice for them, because the public plan is not for profit. Private plans have a lot of additional costs in terms of administering it, and they're also for-profit entities. Because the public plan would be not for profit, most of the money that people pay into it will go into the provision of health care. And that makes it affordable for all of us.
Thank you. Let's have a big hand for Deanna. They're going to stay up here because we're going to have questions from the floor. I also, before we do that, I just want to say that many of you are patients at Asian Health Services, and it might be easy to say, I don't need health coverage. I go to Asian Health Services. But the problem is, unless most of our patients are insured, we cannot expand any of our services. So we have, right now, 1,400 patients waiting on a waiting list. That means four times the amount of people that are sitting in this room waiting to get care. And so it would be better if our country had universal health insurance, and then we will expand our services to meet the growing needs of our community.
You can subscribe to this podcast, Keith Carson, Information is Power, on iTunes or Podomatic.com. Don't forget to visit our website at www.keithcarson.org or visit us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.